I was standing under the shower one morning, was looking out the window, and I can see Bondi Beach from the bathroom window while I'm standing under the shower. And the sun was shining and I was just looking out and I was thinking, I could just not go. What if I just didn't go? It was just a little thought bubble. What if I didn't go? Scans are good. Scans give you data. That's all it is. It's just information. No, I'm not scared of scans. And that's because I think you have to have the mentality that no single scan is going to be the making of you, and no single scan is going to be the unmaking of you. And you keep going. And you have to do that regardless of whether it's, you know, the information you want or the information you didn't want. Well, it was a Saturday. I was in hospital and I'd had an operation because I had an obstruction in my gut. And they were like, that's odd. Let's get that out and see what that is. So I'd had this massive operation and the doctor came in, the surgeon this was. So he came in and he was like, oh, you know, it's not what you want. We've got the pathology results back and you've got cancer in these lymph nodes and we've tested a bunch of them and, you know, like, it's a lot. So you're going to have chemo, but it's going to be pretty chill, is the way he sold it to me. Yeah, you go into a big spinning machine. You don't spin, the machine spins around you. You lie down on this flat bed and they kind of strap you on there so you don't move. And then it kind of goes and you go sort of inside this big donut ring. I would often just use the time to have a bit of a catnap. 6ness is like being grounded. It's like your parents are like, you're not allowed to go anywhere or do anything. Sorry guys, can't come out of being grounded. Well, I think that people looking in from the outside tend to focus on the existential aspects precisely because they don't actually have to deal with the physical aspects, and the physical aspects are the most consuming. Most of the time I didn't have time to worry about existential questions. I just saw that as a kind of wasted use of energy. Did you have that giraffe who came in the van to your school in primary school? Yeah. Happy, healthy Harold. And, you know, there were the diagrams of the anatomy and you have this squiggly thing and it's really long and you have lots of it and it gets folded up on itself inside you. The surgeon took out like literally feet and feet of my intestine, yeah. I'm not especially or even at all religious. Chemo is this thing that gets a bad rap, and rightly so. But what I realized doing chemo is that actually the time when you have it is not when you feel the sickest. In fact, you'll feel worse later. That was a very dark time, and I just kind of said to people, I don't want to be alone, so I kind of scheduled people to visit me just so that I could pass those worst hours. It's just this thing it's just normal and I'm used to it. It's not a surprise to me that I have had cancer, you know. I already knew this, so.
This piece was produced by Jason Lecuyer and Olivia Rosenman as part of the 24-hour radio race from KCRW's Independent Producer Project.